Should I go beanie or no beanie for this?
I think you look beautiful any way you flip it. But
yeah, it's your choice.
I think you should be proud of your hair.
Hunter, I would say beanie. Just see with the lights off, see how dark it is now? You look like a floating face. You look like Stanley fucking Kubrick over there. So let's go ahead and put the beanie on.
I want to direct you. I want you to cry. That's my set. I want you to cry.
I want to make a Illuminati movie and die.
Okay. Kubrick's one of the fucked up ones that was just kind of like scaring his cast members.
People only say that because it's Shelley Duvall, and he's just like, you're a stupid bitch and you are bad at acting. And she's just like, and now she's insane and she has terrible teeth. She's like 98 years old.
Favorite Kubrick movie, go.
Clockwork Orange.
I only watched part of that.
I really like it. I also like Malcolm McDowell too, though. So I'm like,
I haven't seen that one. I watched a Kubrick movie, and then afterwards, I was like, I watched 2001, and then immediately after, started Clockwork Orange, and I was sleepy and drunk, and I got like to the rape scenes, and I was like, I don't really want to watch this.
It's a bit intense.
It's a bit. See, I sound like a very stereotypical film kid when I say that Stanley Kubrick is one of my favorite directors.
Good. He's a visionary. He's directed.
He makes great movies, dude. Eyes Wide Shut, 2001 A Space Odyssey, and Full Metal Jacket are some of my favorite movies.
I've really fallen in love with Robert Eggers. I think he's one of my favorites right now. And Panos Cosmatos. Yeah.
Okay.
Robert Eggers did like The Witch, Lighthouse, Northman.
I still have to see The Northman.
It's everything I wanted The Green Knight to be. It's brilliant. I think he's great. The Green Knight. Green
with
Hornet.
Seth Rogen?
No, that was a super popular movie. That's with Seth Rogen and Jackie Chan. And the, what? Is that not a good bit?
It's a great bit.
Okay.
It's yes.
All right. Well, Robert Eggers is good. But then also,
and he the guy with the fucked up face that reviews movies?
What?
Who's that?
Roger Ebert.
Roger Ebert. That dude's, you know what's weird is they still put reviews on like of new movies on RogerEbert.com. Like, dude's dead.
Yeah, he's been dead, but
they have a fucking psychic asking
speaking from the other side. Roger, what'd you think of
Tyler Perry's fucking Madea Escapes Jail was a phenomenal piece of comedy. Like speaking like through him on the tail end on the psychic table.
That's why I give this 3.5 stars.
They're like sweating profusely.
That's a great sketch idea.
But what about Roger, we forgot to ask you, Roger, what did you think of what did you think of the newest season of White Lotus?
I thought the twist was really good. I give it 2.5 stars out of 5.
Wouldn't that be good?
It's terrifying. That's a great sketch idea.
That would terrify me. I'm glad he's dead.
Me too, dude.
He's an asshole.
That would be horrifying if he was alive through some sort of like that.
He gave a bunch of movies that I love bad reviews. Therefore, I hate him. Just like how I hate Anthony Fantano because he gives all of my favorite metal albums bad reviews.
I like to see Anthony Fantano pick up a damn guitar.
He slaps the bass pretty good, from what I've seen.
He is really good at bass, but I like to see him pick up a damn guitar.
Yeah, but the bass is a poor man.
I'd like to see him play. I'd like to see him play.
Bass is the poor man's guitar. Remember all the memes like growing up where it's like, if you play bass, it means you don't get laid. But like bass players, like insane. Like bass is like one. It's like one of the most crucial parts of a song.
I think it's all right.
You ever listen to a song and just listen to just the bass?
I'm sure I pick it
like
out
like
sometimes.
like you just like shut your eyes and you just try to focus on the bass. It's a whole aspect of the song you don't even notice, but it's like a completely brand new song when you just think just the bass line.
That would make me nauseous. Focusing on just like the boof, boof. I get car sick enough as it is.
Well, you don't have to be in a car.
Yeah. I guess I could turn up the subwoofer, I guess. I really don't listen to music outside of the car though. Jim just yelled. I'm sorry.
I was thinking about bass, and Jim screamed. It's very unprofessional. You know, I thought that Jim was a professional, but the more I know him, the more I'm starting to realize maybe not so much.
Just kind of a bad guy.
Bit of a bad guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know me. I usually, instead of music, I usually have like Aiden Ross or someone like that on, just in the background.
You're a big Lex Fridman fan, I see.
Yes. He interviewed Todd Howard recently about Skyrim and stuff.
One of my favorite video games is Skyrim. And I have to ask, what makes a good quest?
When you say that, I'm not sure I understand completely why.
I really
sound like Hal from 2001.
My favorite game of all time is Tetris. It's probably Tetris.
Yes, but you can't fight dragons in Tetris. No, Lex, I guess you can't.
I'm just like introduced to him because he started like just kind of popping up.
He's been.
I don't know who he is. I've seen his name on Twitter.
He has a podcast that he has a lot of high profile people come on. But like, how did he get his rise? Who is he?
I think he's like an AI analyst or something. Like he has, from what I saw, he had something to do with like getting information about AI. I'm talking to my ass a little bit. But I could have swore he's like an AI analyst or something like that. But I think he was on Joe Rogan. I think that like catapulted him.
Wait, is he the guy that got really scared by the Google AI thing and like made that Twitter thread about it?
No, Lex Fridman is like the AI who wears a suit.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
He is very monotone. Just kind of like
he's very dry.
Maybe he's a damn AI.
People also in his comment sections, I noticed, which what I don't. I mean, honestly, I've listened. It's fine. I mean, I'm not taking a shot at him or anything. I'm just saying it's like the way that his commenters say things is like very like the way that people like gatekeep, protect Brendan Fraser at all costs. They kind of have that same connotation with Lex Fridman, where they're like, God, Lex is just getting so good at like interviewing. Just like it's like weird. It's like kind of like you see that shit in like Minecraft Stan like comment sections where they're like, "Look at him go! Like I'm so proud of you. You're like my little snuggly little baby bear, and I love you."
Yeah, but like, what? Who? I guess like collectively like are his fan base? Because like I found him, I think, through his like. He did an interview with Kanye when Kanye was kind of, you know.
Yeah, there's that popular clip of him.
Not being a good guy.
There was him, I think that popular.
Subjective.
That popular clip of him being like, do you have anybody who like checks you or whatever? And then Kanye says some crazy fucking bullshit. And then Lex just, yeah. I think it's like Joe Rogan-ish kind of fan. I think that that's the kind of.
Oh, so he's an intellectual.
I don't know.
An intellectual centrist. Like Elon Musk.
Yes.
I love Elon.
Elon's been hosting some great Twitter spaces.
You wouldn't have booed him at Chappelle's show.
No, I would have been cheering.
You would have been among the 90% that was cheering.
I would have fist fought every single person that was booing him.
Good.
Because I love that guy.
Yeah.
If there's one thing about me and like my personality is I will defend billionaires till I die.
I was watching this Meat Canyon cartoon.
I was watching this Meat Canyon cartoon.
Really? Nightmare Fuel.
It was kind of strange. It perplexed my mind that he drew me in a weird way.
It's scary. Right.
Yeah. That was a really good impression, though.
I'm not going to be one of those people that are like, I hate Elon. I love Elon. I'm just. I did the whole thing about people.
I hate Elon. I'll say it.
Oh, do you?
I do, yeah. I think he's a pompous. Smug asshole with a very high sense of self-entitlement who has
super
had his
immature.
Life handed to him from his parents' billion-dollar apartheid emerald mine, and now he thinks he's an intellectual.
I will say I started thinking more negatively with him whenever those kids were trapped in that cave.
And he just called the dude a pedophile that was
trying
to save
him. Yeah, and he would sit there and he was just like, well, I could easily make a machine or whatever to get those kids out of there quickly, and the guy was just like,
"It was like
please.
A tiny submarine he wanted to build."
It wasn't even a submarine; it was a fucking like death tube. There's you can Google because they did the testing of it, and those. If I was a kid, I would not have done it. It's a claustrophobic nightmare.
That diver's a hero. Do you want to know how they got those kids out?
Well, I know how they got it out, but it's incredible. Yeah,
yeah, like
they just made a movie about it too.
First of all, cave diving is one of the most dangerous. Fucking things you can do.
I can't watch those fucking videos of people going through those tight crevices.
I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I can't do that
shit. Well, I mean, caving is one thing. Super dangerous.
No, I know what you mean. Water
cave diving is one of the most, like, There's so many ways to die.
Well, you have to position your oxygen tank too.
Yes.
So it's like you can't just have it on your back. Like sometimes they have to like move
they
it
have
in
to,
front
like,
of them
squeeze
and like
through. I watched this YouTube channel that just does cave diving disasters and just talks about these incidents, and he goes into detail about what's happening and like the amount of things that can go wrong, horrifying. Like, so basically what these divers had to do was the kids were so far in the cave that they had to put the kids to sleep to get each one out.
Like sedatives, right?
They'd give them sedatives and then put like hook them up and then basically swim them out one by one. It took like 2 hours for each kid because if the kids panicked, you know, everyone's going to drown. So they have to put the kids under.
They got every child out of there safely, yes. By the way, which is...
Well, the pedophile did, yeah.
Well, and that's... I wanted to reiterate that, though. It's just him saying, like, he's a pedophile. I was just like, what a fucking low response. Or, like, what just, like... I just remember being like,
he was
wow.
questioned about it. Like a reporter asked him, like, why are you saying this? And he's like, why are you trying so hard to defend a pedophile? And he was like, dude... He's a baby.
He had a big megaphone at that moment because he was like one of the faces. Like, I would love it if he was in the movie. Actually, now that I'm thinking,
if they
about
did
it.
That would be so funny.
I used to think he was really cool because back in the day, Elon was just
he's
like
a flamethrower.
He was like the cool space. Like he made it was like, oh, he had, Tesla.
Tequila.
Oh, he's gonna put people on
Tesla
Mars.
Tequila.
It's remember like that? Like remember when Elon was like pretty cool? It was like, oh,
well,
he's
you
an
had,
innovator.
You had five Teslas, but three yeah. like three to, like probably three of the five would probably break down within a month.
Well, there was also
it like, was always like technical issues
when
and
there
shit.
Was the
whenever I had when, I mean crossbar. Like whenever you had your Tesla, I was like couldn't even get to the fucking car. The handles wouldn't open it or whatever.
And there was the I had a kid at a crosswalk. Well, the Tesla did. I didn't. It was on autopilot. But
the
that
kid
wasn't
ran
my fault.
Into your car.
Yeah.
He was like skateboarding and he ran into the side of his car.
Was it the side
that
of
that wasn't was... the well that's a separate time.
That was that
I'm
was
I'm talking about the crosswalk incident.
The kid hit the car. I'm saying that the autopilot hit a kid.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think it was all human error. I
no,
don't think
it
we
was not.
Should blame his software.
But Elon was cool and then Elon kind of hit this turning point. I think the cave diving pedophile incident was one of the really big turning points.
I just love it. The cave diving pedophile incident.
Well, it's insane that that's a real thing.
Yes.
It's not even a fabricated...
No, that's what it
if
is.
If you heard that, you would be like, I completely understand what you're saying.
Yeah, the cave diving pedophile incident. And now Elon just absolutely, like, he plays the centrist role and then only plays into, like, the far right. And it's very obvious.
Well, it's because that's the side... I feel like that's the group of people who coddle him.
He hosts Twitter spaces with Andy Ngo, like, as one of the main speakers. That dude is like an alt-right, like, crazy fucking idiot.
I just think he's a big baby.
And Elon's a huge baby, yeah.
He's unfunny, and he's a big baby.
Actually,
that's about it.
90% of the crowd was applauding, and 10% were actually booing me.
The microphones the are like, okay. So like all the cell phone footage, I pretty much only heard booze.
No, well, from the stage,
you're a pedophile.
Just hear, oh, the pedophiles are booing me.
So the we can't discriminate people from buying tickets, and the pedophiles were there booing.
The pedophiles were in the back.
I don't know why you would support the pedophiles.
All the poor pedophiles up in the bad seats. That's what Chappelle's joke. I thought that was very funny. I actually tipped him off on that before the show.
I said, hey, Dave, there's a lot of pedophiles sitting in the
there's
back.
There's a lot of poor pedophiles.
They might boo me, but it's whatever.
They're probably going to boo, but hey, the show must go on.
Did you see the clip, though? He's like,
yeah, he's like,
arms are in the air. He says, what did he say? I'm rich, bitch.
Elon said that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
He said, I'm rich, bitch, or something like that.
I'm rich, bitch?
Yeah.
I'm rich, bitch.
But I think he
I'm rich, bitch. I am rich, bitch. Everybody love Elon.
The audio is just bad in the clip, so, like, it cuts his voice out, so sounds garbled.
And that's why, you know, it was filmed from the back, which is where most of the booing was. That's
exactly.
That's why it sounds like that. It was. He looked at the crowd. He analyzed it. He's a genius. He analyzed it. And he said, that's 90% applause, 10%.
Calculating. Calculating.
Pedophile.
Pedophile.
Did you like him on SNL?
No.
Okay.
arbiter of comedy over here, Hunter Hancock.
I am not a comedian, so I'm just giving you my
opinion. You make comedy videos.
We are a we're comedians.
I make nightmare fuel.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
You do.
I actually just signed a contract, and since this is these don't get shared, really, do they?
This is just on Patreon.
Yeah. I signed a movie deal with Blumhouse.
What?
Are you going to make some nightmare fuel with Blumhouse?
I think I am.
You're the making nightmare fuel.
The same company that did The Purge!
Wait, with their streaming service? Don't they have, like, their own streaming service?
No, it'd be in theaters.
Okay.
No, it's just like...
Are you directing, or just...
I am writing and co-directing with my buddy Rob Jabez.
Please?
He's the sadness.
Can we be in it?
That was a deal.
We can just be in the background. We don't even need speaking roles.
Just have us in one scene.
Yeah, just
please. Or main
in
characters. We're really good actors. You saw in Fortune Cookies. We're good actors.
I agree.
Daddy's Boy.
You saw us in a horror video.
Did you see
Daddy's
Blonde Boys? Our acting in Blonde Boys,
dude. In Daddy's Boy, you saw how good our horror acting is.
I never once said you guys are bad actors, and you haven't even given me a chance to answer.
Why won't you listen to
your movie?
You haven't given me
a
chance to answer. The answer is no now, because you guys are fucking pressuring me. You won't even let me answer. You would give me a second to...
Okay, answer. Just pretend that didn't happen. Answer.
No.
Are you a pedophile? You're a pedophile.
Yeah, so you're a pedophile. I'm not going to do it because you guys are pedophiles.
No, you're a pedophile.
No. You're a pedophile.
No, Hunter, I'm pretty sure you're a pedophile.
I'd love to see an Elon Musk clone. Like, I have this conversation.
That's the argument.
So you're a pedophile. No.
No, you're
the pedophile.
You're the pedophile.
No.
No. Actually.
You're the pedophile.
No,
No, you fuck kids.
No.
No.
You
it's just, that's his conversation in the mirror every morning. You have sex with underage. No.
Wait, can we go back to this Blumhouse thing?
Sure.
Yeah, I can't talk a lot about it, but I can say that
you can reveal the two leads.
Exactly.
Not you guys.
Come on, man.
Because my posters are going to say blank movie title, NDA can't be said, starring two pedophiles.
Dude.
I think it's time for a movement of acceptance of all people.
Yeah. When are we going to just like let bygones be bygones? Sometimes the cucumber tastes better pickled.
Can we please be in the movie?
Yeah.
Can we just be in like
100%?
I read body language. You looked to the right when you said yeah. You went yeah.
Can you look at me?
It's a lie.
And then just tell me yeah.
Yeah, you both can't be in it. I can't. I literally can't promise.
It's your movie, asshole.
It doesn't matter if it's my movie. There's the fucking like hierarchy and like the studio system. It's not like I'm just like. I want Billy Crystal. He's got to be in the picture. Yeah, Billy Crystal's going to be in the fucking movie.
This helps out the casting director so they don't have to go out and search for more extras. You already have some willing...
To be fair, it'd be very hard to get Billy Crystal to act in a movie.
Would it?
Getting,
in 2022, would
getting
it?
Getting Matt and Ryan to act in the movie?
It would be harder. It would be harder. I honestly imagine it would be harder to get Matt and Ryan from Super Mega right now than it would be to get fucking Billy Crystal in 2022.
I don't think so.
If we're talking late 80s, early 90s Crystal, then maybe. That'd be that's prime Crystal. But I'm saying...
That is prime Crystal.
I'm saying if I sat there and he's like, he plays like a dad role now, big, fat, fucking small mole man.
Could we be in it?
Come on. Come on, man. Sit on my lap.
Even if we're in the background at a cafe just having a meal together.
Said yes.
It's a deal.
What I'm saying is that I can't make it the fucking... You can't be the leads.
We shook on it. Why can't we be the leads? Are we not good enough actors?
Not good cast. I can't have a fucking 6'2", anemic, blonde-haired man... as my lead, and then I can't have some weird Armenian man be my other fucking lead. All right?
I'm not even point anything percent Armenian.
You don't know that.
What are you?
What am I?
Yeah, what are you?
I'm proud. That's what I am.
can we not be the leads? Also, by the way, I might just want to say real quick that I do think that sickly-looking, tall, blonde white men are in right
now. If you were like 12, maybe, because you could play a good son
years
who's scared.
Oh.
Yes,
do you need someone to be? I'll play a son.
What other would I say? 12,
I'll be
what?
I'll be anything you want.
Feet
inches,
tall.
Inches. All right, now put some tight pants on him. The Purge or The Reckoning. Put some tight pants on Matt Watson.
There's that actor who is like in it's like the actor who is like really skinny, long limbs, and they always are in what is it called? Quarantine. They're at the end of Quarantine.
Yeah.
They're probably in Mother. Mm. It's the dude with the really long fingers.
Mm.
You could be like that.
Maybe.
How about we play
maybe
the bad guys?
You already said Ooh, can we be bullies?
You're not getting. I'll tell you right now, just to end this fucking little bit that was going on.
It's not big, you will, dude. I want to be in a movie.
Literally, you will literally be a background character. You probably won't even be fucking. I probably won't put your name at the end of the credits.
You're out of our sketch pilot. Then you're not going to be in the sketch pilot.
Then don't be. Then fine. Be a petty bitch about it.
Oh, I'm the petty one?
Yes,
Hunter. You're acting like we've always wanted to be in a movie. We want to be.
I'm telling you, you can be in the movie.
And you have the ability to put us on the map. And
yes, but you're demanding. Yeah, put us on the map. First, you're sitting here demanding. Let me be the lead. Let us be the bad guy.
Why is that a bad thing?
Go into an audition and do that. I'd want to see you do that.
So what
am I gonna get, like the main role?
The bad guy.
I'd like to be.
I'm auditioning for the.
I'd like to be the bad guy, please. Thank you. I told you you could be in it. You guys are my friends. I love you, and I would put you on as much as I possibly could. On and all,
I don't think we should be in the movie
everything,
anymore.
Everything.
We're not going to be in your stupid little movie.
With all the memes aside, I will definitely. You will be very prominent in it. Like it wouldn't be something like a stupid ass. You know, people put like YouTuber cameos and shit, and it's just.
I don't
like,
want to be blurred out.
Like with you on Vice Principals,
right?
You'd have more. You would have way more presence than that.
That'd be amazing.
That's big.
Yeah, because you were just you were in the group. You can see you, but you'd have lines. You would have whatever.
If you actually, jokes aside, if you could have us in that movie where we actually have speaking roles and characters,
literally yes,
like
no, yes.
I'm not talking about main characters, but if
no, you would have some, you would have a scene where you were interacting with a prominent character, 100%. I would do that.
Can we have sex scenes?
Honestly, Ryan, if I ever made a movie and there was a character who was like fucking. I would try to get a friend to do that just to be.
Oh well, you. I heard what you said earlier on the podcast.
You're like, if you had a sex tape, I'd be very scared of it.
What I said? No, I said I would watch Ryan's. I would watch yours.
I know that's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. Is that hurts my feelings? You don't think I can lay pipe?
I bet you could. I bet you fuck hard.
Then what's the issue?
It's just not pretty for camera.
Hey. I think it's beautiful.
You've seen it, Ryan. You know that it's good.
Oh, yeah.
I hated the way you said beautiful. I think it's
It is.
Beautiful.
It's tear-jerking.
Tear-jerking.
No.
But that's
Stop.
Still a good one.
No, it's not.
Tear-jerking.
Stop. It's good. It's beautiful.
I thought it was good. But I still agree with you on this on the debate.
If you guys, let's say you weren't in the movie, would you guys still go see it? In theater?
I don't know.
Hey!
Are you kidding, dude?
Are you actually fucking kidding, dude? You think I'm gonna go up to AMC and just sit in line with every other fucking schmuck?
Ryan,
I have the movie pass and I'm still not gonna go see that motherfucker.
Ryan, what are the odds we're in this movie and then we have to go see it in theaters? And then when we show up on screen, we have to stand up and go, "That's us! That's us!" And then afterwards, try to get autographs. Like, try to, like,
try to hold
a Q&A. I honestly bet people would like that. I bet people would like that. Especially if you did it in the Midwest. If you did it in the Midwest, people would freak out.
Just going up to random people on the way out of the movie and be like, "Hey, did you like it? What's your favorite scene?" Yeah, remember that one? I was in that scene.
Trying to fit our dialogue from the movie into the conversation.
Like, hey.
Try to jar them in.
I really like the part where he did the childhood property, but he made it creepy.
Yes.
So the person says, and you're like, well, what about the other people on screen? No, I just like that stuff.
Okay. Well, what about?
Would you start a fight?
I wouldn't start a fight. I'd start a verbal disagreement.
I could see
100%.
You getting very physical because you have the Crater Clash energy behind you now.
Yeah, but I'm broken now. I'm a broken man.
Yeah, but these are weak little birdies in the nest. You're mama bird, and these are just little baby birds.
Yeah, Ryan, you can easily drop someone with one single punch without even putting your...
Boom!
Thanks, man.
You definitely have the energy where if someone's pissing you off on the street, you could drop them with one punch and not even put your back into it. Me, there's so many times where it's like, I wish that I could, I see someone and I'm
yeah,
I'm
but
like,
you'd be the person to pull out a gun.
Yes.
Or a knife.
Which is all
you
fair.
You seem like a knife guy. Like you would enjoy it more.
That, see, but the thing about a knife is in trial, that gets charged more as a crime of passion.
Oh, really?
Not like, a gun is a quick like, oh, pff. But a knife, that is more thought out, that's more deliberate.
I still feel like you could fight somebody. You just can't have a 43-year-old psychopath bum rush you.
That's true. It wouldn't be the first or last time that's happened.
No.
All right, well, we got to go to our reservation.
Yeah, and I got to piss.
And we, the Navajos are waiting,
gotta go smoke some peace pipe. God,
yeah, I beat you to it.
Fuck.
Beat you to it.
Fuck.
All right, guys, we'll go check out Papa Meat on YouTube. He's a great guy, and we love him. And thank you guys for the support on Patreon. Really means a lot to us. And I guess we'll see you next week.
Yep. See you.